following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to today's edition of the Money Makeover Show from the Money Makeover team at Neal Financial Group. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner, at your service today in the studio, along with my colleague Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, Craig Montana, running the studio for us. And I want to give you our 800 number in case you have a question. And you can call us anytime during the program. You can also call us during the commercial breaks if you're shy. Glad to just talk to you one-on-one at the commercial break. But really, the big thing is that you call in and we will answer your money questions. That's what the program is all about here on the Money Makeover Show. Here is that number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 79. Numbers, speaking of those, Jamie Keys, looks like we have a little bit of up activity in the markets today.
Yeah, kind of a mixed bag with the markets. Not a whole lot of movement in either direction on the S&P, the Dow, or the NASDAQ. Last time I looked, Dow Jones was down about 10 points. The S&P was up a couple. NASDAQ was down about 15. So basically, the markets are kind of flat today. Not a whole lot going on.
Well, I think we're still having earnings coming out from companies. They're talking about how well they've done. And I think everybody was geared for a little bit of disappointment because so many big U.S. companies do business overseas, and that counts for some of them 50% or even more of their overall revenue coming in.
Yeah, and you know, and the dollar valuations go into affect company earnings when that's the case. And so, you know, they take a look at that. It's interesting to when you start talking about the markets and earnings, all the different factors that go into it. Mm-hmm. You'd like to make it simple, but many times it's not.
Yeah, speaking of things that should be simple, but it's not, Social Security benefits. We talked a little bit about that on Monday when Doug Neal was with us and you were here. And a lot of ins and outs to when should you file for Social Security benefits. Should you do it early at age 62? What about widow's benefits? What about the amount you can earn if you file early before your full retirement age of 66 and however many months, right? What happens? What counts as earnings? Oh, when do you start getting taxed on these benefits? Oh, all kinds of things. And it's not an easy thing. And, Jamie, you've got a special course that you're doing right now just in training. And it's mind-boggling.
There are a lot of different options that are out there when it comes to Social Security benefits. And that, you know, the thing that's interesting about it, too, is it should be part of your overall retirement planning process because it is a very big decision. And one of the reasons it's a big decision is that generally speaking, once you make that decision, you can't change it.
There are some things you can do if you decide to file early and you've thought about it later, or you've come in to see us, for instance,
afterward,
you say, well, wait a minute.
But the time period is pretty limited.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, before we go into the break, I wanted to wish everybody a happy Earth Day.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we weren't here on the air for San Jacinto Day, which was yesterday, so I guess past the due date, I hope everybody had a good San Jacinto Day and recalled the great battle.
Well, Texas history is a big deal in the state of Texas.
You betcha. So we always like to recognize San Jacinto Day, and you know what's nice too? So many of us out here in this area, certainly in Central Texas, a lot of us have things that we use the earth to make our livings off of, right? A lot of ranching and
absolutely
and all that. So earth is important for us as well from that standpoint. So happy on both of those
there you go.
Days. All right. Getting ready to take a little break here. And by the way, if you've got a question like, what about my IRA Can I make excess contributions to it over and above what I would normally be allowed to do? How is that handled? Well, the feds have some words for you on that. Jamie's going to talk about that. They're trying to keep some of that down. So we'll find out what's going on with that. Also, a little bit more about if you're a divorced spouse of someone, do you still have the ability to collect on your Social Security benefits for that spouse, your ex? Can you do that? How does that work? And how working can affect your benefits? So that and more, plus all your questions right here. Here's our number, by the way, if you want to call us right now on the Money Makeover Show, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879.
Blinn College alumni and friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Letterman's Association invite you to the first annual Blinn College Clay Shootout, Friday, April 24th at the Boswell Porter 4-H Shotgun Range in Snook. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Blinn College students. To learn more about the event or to register yourself or a team, visit us online at foundation.blinn.edu. Come out for great food and fun while supporting Blinn College students.
Howdy, I'm Larry with Intech Pest Management. We are so fortunate to live in the Brazos and Colorado Valley areas. However, we have pests that invade our homes and businesses. Intech has been providing quality pest management services for over 17 years. We hope that our clients think of us as a member of their family. To secure your home from an existing problem or to keep problems from occurring, please call Intech Pest Management at 830-0909 or 846-0611 or look us up online. At Intech Pest Management, we want to be your pest control company.
Want to have some fun? Then get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenna for the latest in side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycle, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Yamaha, and Arctic Cat, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance to complete rebuilds on the brands they sell and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Have fun on a motorcycle or ATV from Rob's Fun Center in Brenna. Quality sales, parts, and service.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist because I want to hold on to every moment. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Wow, that's my son on Boogie Vine. Surfing an endless wave? Check. My daughter cannot believe how loud I screamed as we rushed up and down the hills of the water coaster. Getting our adrenaline pumping? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking in two. Estimated savings of $100? Check. At the end of our day, we've all got special moments to hold on to. So find yours at Schlitterbahn. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely. Check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Radio stations KTEX 106 and KWHI 1280 have a full-time opening for a promotions director. Excellent organizational skills are a must as you will coordinate station events, promotions, ticket giveaways, and public service ads. Experience with website and social media is a plus. We will train you to be a DJ and run the audio board. Send your resume with references to Ken at KTEX.com, to P.O. Box 1280, Brenham, Texas 77834, or stop by 223 East Main Street and fill out an application. We are an equal opportunity employer.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial. By the way, we have offices in two places in Texas. Central Texas is our Brenham office on Main Street, just across from the courthouse, and also another one about a mile and a half or so from the Galleria shopping area in the city of Houston. So we got you covered. pretty much everywhere. And, of course, we handle all kinds of different things, anything financial and 401ks and other types of pension plan arrangements, employee benefits, etc., for folks all over the state of Texas and in other states as well. So those types of things we handle. And, of course, anything personal or for you and your family, glad to help you out with any of that. By the way, we have a great website. It's moneymakeoverteam.com. That's moneymakeoverteam.com. You can get on there, use our financial calculators, surf all of the articles that we have on various financial topics, and also you can schedule your free review with us, and we're glad to have you come by the office and sit down and chat about anything to do with financial and money matters with us. We're glad to do that with you. So many of you have already come in over the years, and we're always pleased to meet you. And you know what? You're on the right track. We tell you so. We don't try to do anything extra or try to push and sell. We're really there to help you have a better handle on your finances. And Jamie, we've always done that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we try, and you know, one of the reasons we do the radio show and have the article that comes out every other Wednesday in the Brennan Banner Press is we think that an educated consumer is much better off making decisions when they have all the information available to them. And that's also as part of the free review, is it's part of an educational process. Come in, find out what your options are. You may not have thought of everything, and you probably haven't.
No, maybe not. You know, a little lack of knowledge, unfortunately, goes a long way in anything to do with financial stuff. So especially if you've got old life insurance policies, you're wondering what to do with those. Do you still need them? What happens if it's a cash value that's building up inside of that thing? What happens if you just say, you know what, I don't need this anymore, I'm going to do away with it? Well, do you have a taxable event when some of the money that's in that policy comes back out to you? Could be. Same thing happens with other types of financial contracts. Annuities are a big one for that. So again, you know, think about what you do before you do it. You're welcome to come by, run it past us, and we'll let you know what your options are and what may happen in that case. I know when I've got financial stuff, Jamie, sometimes that I've done several years ago, I've done the contract for it, whatever it was, I have to really get that thing out of the drawer and look at it once in a while to remind myself.
Well, there's so much misinformation out there that, you know, you can be directed in making some really bad decisions. So it's best to try and get up-to-date stuff. You know, and part of the thing is, you know, even we have to look up stuff because it's impossible to remember everything. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to things like that, it's best to go ahead and get some advice and make sure you're not making decisions based on information that's either outdated or simply incorrect.
There you go. So something new, though, I know a lot of you, it's not really new, but there's a new push in the government to be more vigilant about people who put excess amounts into their IRAs. Now, this used to be kind of a no big deal, and if you do this, then what happens with it? You know, it was kind of cut and dried. Now, apparently, some big hoo-ha person in the IRS has done a bunch of research. I'm sure that costs us a pile of money to do. And what's the upshot of this whole thing? Does it change anything for people who make excess contributions to an IRA?
Well, most of us are aware of the federal government, the fact that they're constantly looking for additional revenue because of the national debt. And one of the areas that they've looked at is IRAs. From 2011, of course, would be 4 years old, there were 43 million individuals had IRAs in tax year 2011 with a fair market value of $5.2 trillion. That's trillion dollars.
Wow. I can't even imagine that much.
So that's a pretty big number. So there's a lot of money going into IRAs, and a lot of us have IRAs. And one of the areas that the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration for the IRS, they all have acronyms, TIGTA.
The TIGTA. All right.
Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. One of the areas they said that they needed to take a look at was excess IRA contributions. You say, well, how can you have excess IRA contributions? Well, there are guidelines as to the amount of money that you can put into an IRA, or actually whether you can even put money into an IRA.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did a study, as recommended by the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, into excess contributions into IRAs.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided that, yes, that there probably is that going on, that there are excess contributions going in. The problem that they ran into is, how are they going to identify those on the tax returns? How are they going to educate the public about whether or not they're putting in excess contributions? And then how are they going to communicate that information to the people who are filing the tax returns? Because one of the things they found out was, when you have an IRA, you also have an IRA custodian. In other words, that's somebody who is administering the IRA for you,
mm-hmm.
and they're the ones responsible for submitting information to the IRS regarding your IRA. What they were finding out is that even the IRA custodians were submitting incorrect information to the IRS. And so what they found out was they were going to have a problem identifying how much money was actually supposed to be going into IRAs.
Okay.
Yeah, so they spent millions of dollars trying to identify this issue. And here's the bottom line. All the millions of dollars that they spent doing this research and trying to come up with the issues, they finally decided they simply needed to better educate the public. But they noted that the average potential excise tax deficiency, in other words, the tax that they were not receiving because of excess IRA contributions, came out to be only $131 per taxpayer.
Really?
All that for $131 per taxpayer. But the thing is, you need to be aware, if you're making IRA contributions or you're contemplating making IRA contributions, know that this is on the IRS radar to make sure that you're not contributing more or actually putting money into an IRA when it's not available to you. Because we've had that question before. If I have a 401k plan at work, can I make contributions to an IRA? Well, if you're not participating in the plan, then you may be able to make a contribution to an IRA or do a spousal IRA.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're participating in the 401k plan, the answer is no.
Yeah, and there are some limits of what you can put in if you have.
Depending upon what your income limits. You know, so there are a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the fact that we think that IRAs are pretty simple, and they're really not. And I think when the IRS did this study, that's what they found also. And so how to communicate all this to the public became an issue for them. So they spent, looks like they spent millions of dollars doing studies that aren't going to benefit them very much.
And remember, everyone, those are your dollars that they spent.
Yeah. All those tax dollars that they're trying to take in, they're spending.
We've got a few minutes before the bottom of the hour here. We talked a little bit about this on the program on Monday and said we'd go back over some of this. The Social Security rules are tough to get through in some cases. They can be confusing. They're convoluted in many cases. But it's especially one of the rules about, if you're a divorced spouse, can you still claim on your ex's Social Security benefits? All right. Will they know that you're claiming? Does that impact your ex in any way? And can you get remarried and still claim on those? All right. Jamie Keyes, you're on.
Well, here you go. If you're a divorced person and you were married for more than 10 years, can you claim on your ex-spouse's Social Security benefits? The answer to that is yes, with this caveat, unless you've remarried. If you've remarried, then you cannot claim on your ex-spouse's Social Security benefits unless you remarry after age 60, which I found kind of interesting.
I never knew that there was that thing of, if you wait until you're 60 before you remarry, you can still get the ex-spouse's benefit.
So that can potentially, depending upon, your current spouse's benefits, what your worker benefits are, can potentially be a big help when it comes to retirement planning. And that's why, again, claiming Social Security benefits has to be part of the retirement planning process. Now, the other thing that's interesting about claiming on your ex-spouse's Social Security benefits is it's different than claiming on your current spouse's benefits. You know, we've talked about claim and suspend and so forth, and you're not able to file on your spouse's benefits until they've reached full retirement age and they've actually filed.
Mm-hmm.
With your ex-spouse, that's not true.
Oh.
And so even if your ex-spouse has not filed for benefits, you can claim on your ex-spouse's benefits. And the truth is they'll never even know about it. It doesn't affect their benefits. They don't have to know about it. I'm going to assume that you probably have to know what the Social Security number is in order to find what the benefits are. But if you're married to them, you may already have that information. But, you know, that's interesting, too, because you think, well, you know, I know that I can't file on my spouse's benefits unless they actually file, and I've been married to them for 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And with your ex-spouse, that's simply not the case. Your ex-spouse does not have to have filed for Social Security benefits in order to file on your ex-spouse's benefits. Another interesting caveat in the Social Security system. And so if you have an ex-spouse who has maximum benefits under Social Security, it may be to your benefit to file on their benefits rather than your current spouse's benefits.
Yeah, and that maximum, by the way, is like $2,600
a month
and some change there, right? So
and
that
could
be pretty big.
Yeah, the other interesting thing about that for females is, generally speaking, females, for Social Security benefits, when they do the actuarial tables for them, they expect that females will outlive their spouses actuarially by 9 years.
Oh, wow, that's quite a long time.
So they expect to pay benefits to survivor benefits to females 9 years longer than they would to the primary worker. And that's a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
And so potentially for you, if we're talking about $2,600 a month, not counting cost of living adjustments or anything, let's just say $2,500 a month, what is that a year? That's about $28,000. Over a 9-year period, we're talking about almost $200,000 in benefits that the female could expect to receive if maximum benefits were available to her. So that's, you know, we're talking about serious amounts of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you multiply that by a few million ladies or, you know, this widow or spouse or ex-spouse or whoever who's claiming
mm-hmm.
on the former spouse or late spouse's benefit, that's quite a lot.
Yeah, and see, that when it comes to Social Security planning, that becomes a really big deal as far as a couple when they should decide to claim.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you claim early, basically, let's just say I'm the husband. If I claim at age 62 and I claim early, I'm locking in approximately 25% lower benefits than I would have if I wait to a full retirement age.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I were to wait to age 70, I'm actually getting 132% less than what I would get. And so for the spouse, if the actuarial tables are correct, you're locking in your wife at a much lower rate over her that extra 9 years than she would get if you waited till age 70 to claim.
So I think the thing is, if you don't really, really have to do it earlier than that, then don't, right?
Yeah.
All right. So that's a little bit of wisdom from our friends at Social Security and Jamie Keyes, the avid student of benefits. Information there. If you have questions, you can always give us a call later at the office, too. And let me give you that number. It's 979-836-2903. Getting ready to take a little break. Money Makeover Show. We'll be right back.
It's morning rush hour. Your throat hurts. And you can't call in sick. Not sure where to go?
St. Joseph Family Medicine in Brenham has same-day appointments. We're close by, and our experienced, caring physicians are backed by the strength of St. Joseph. Request your appointment today. Call 979-830-5584 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Stay local and save on fuel costs. Plus, get the best price on scrap metal when you take it to Premier Metal Buyers in Brenham. Premier Metal Buyers paying top dollar on all metals, including aluminum cans, aluminum scrap, copper, brass, carbide, stainless, exotic metals, and scrap iron. Do you need to clean up a yard or business site? If you're a commercial or industrial account, Premier Metal has dumpster service available. Call Premier Metal Buyers to arrange a dumpster setup by calling them at 830-9060. That's 979-830-9060. Premier Metal Buyers, now open in Brenham Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 1:30. Make more money when you bring your scrap to Premier Metal Buyers in Brenham. They guarantee top dollar paid for your metal, plus you'll save money on gas and time. Call Premier Metal Buyers today, 979-830-9060, and bring your scrap to Premier Metal Buyers now at their new location, 1555 Highway 36 North, across from Bluebell Road Junction. Premier Metal Buyers, big city prices, small town service.
There are a lot of things in life that should make you nervous. Skydiving, swimming with sharks, your mother-in-law. But going to the dentist shouldn't be one of them, especially if you're a patient of Dr. Paul LaRoche in Brenham, now offering Waterlase Dentistry, technology that combines laser energy and water. No more rough grinding and drilling, and in most cases, no need for painful numbing shots. What are you afraid of? Find out more about Waterlase. Call LaRoche Dentistry at 836-5666. They make smiles happen.
Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West, is moving forward. Come in and see their great selection of new cars, trucks, and SUVs. If you're looking for a fuel-efficient automobile, Toyota has models with EPA highway ratings of 30 miles per gallon or more. And these gas-efficient autos are beautiful vehicles, ones you'll love driving. Toyota is committed to continuous improvements, and you can see the newest innovations from Toyota at Tegeler Toyota, Highway 290 at the Flynn exit. Visit them online at teglertoyota.com.
For 125 years, Brenham has celebrated Mayfest. German costumes, German music and dancing, German food, and German soda water. Hear what's going on even when you're not there when you tune into KWHI 1280 during the Saturday Parade and the May Festival on Saturday and Sunday. These live broadcasts and reports are brought to you by Time Well Spent, Bluebell Creamery's Design 2, Toppers, Brenham National Bank, Washington County Abstract, and Budweiser Mike Hopkins Distributing. Enjoy yourself the German way at the Brenham Mayfest.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. By the way, if you need to talk to us at the office later on, you have some questions about something, or you want to call and set up that free review with us, that's just fine. Let me give you the office number again. That's 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. And you can talk to Sharon, and we'll get you set up and get you going there. My name is Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner. In the studio with me is Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana is running the studio for us this morning, as usual. And we also have a special guest who I hope is going to be offering some words of encouragement to all of you about getting your retirement saving in place. Get that discipline going and get something going for your future. I read a statistic on the air on the program, Jamie, on Monday that said that over 56% of us who are age 50 to age 65 are putting money in our 401k plans at work or 403bs, those types of retirement plans we have at our workplace, but only 26% of workers ages 21 to about 40 were putting money in. And that's a staggering and disappointing statistic.
I have to admit, I was a little bit surprised by those numbers, especially due to the fact that, defined benefit plans are not available as much as they used to be.
The old pension plan.
The old pension plans. Mm-hmm. And, the responsibility is shifted to us as individuals to set money aside. And I was surprised, even at the over age 50 number, that it's, that still means 44% of the people are not setting money aside for their own retirement, and they're not going to be getting a pension benefit other than Social Security like we've been talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there is a big push now in Washington with our leaders there, and they're now concerned about these types of numbers.
And they should be.
They should be, because now it means that even more people are going to be draining Social Security right when we don't have a lot of money in there. So the push is on to get more of us putting money aside. And let's talk about that with a 401k and pension specialist. His name is Malcolm Thompson with Malcolm Thompson and Associates. And good morning to you, Mal. Thanks for coming on the program.
Well, thank you, Tony, and good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Now, explain just a moment for us, what is it that you and your firm do so that we can set you up in the right light? And then I'd like to have you talk about this latest push from the government here.
Okay. We're a third-party administrative firm for 401k plans. We do all the operational side of this, which is just about everything except invest the money. And you can take care of those matters in that regard, Tony. And in terms of some of the things that are going on in the general mood of Washington, a major thing is going on right now in terms of readiness, financial readiness for retirement. And you hit on this, Tony, that you know, everybody says you got to start early in the savings to make it really count. And looking at some figures on that, if we take a person who is employed and is looking for a replacement of let's say about 80%. You mentioned a while ago the old defined benefit plans, which aren't around too much anymore. When we were designing those, we looked at a replacement for income at age 65 when retirement would be expected. And if we were looking at a goal of let's say 80% of the income to continue on through retirement ages, looked at some statistics on that to find out, well, what would make sense in terms of how much to defer into a 401k plan. And we're looking at a 10% level, and 10% might seem like a pretty high percentage to be getting into a fund. This could be a combination of employee and any employer match. But it takes about 25 to 30 years of getting this money into the fund to have a replacement of a 80% that we were targeting. Mm-hmm. So it's best to start in the 30s or the 20s and not wait until the 50s. If you wait until age 50 to start, you accumulate about a 25% replacement. If you wait until you're age 55, it gets down to as low as about 10% replacement. So basically what happens here, if that's the only source of income, other than Social Security, we're counting that into the picture, basically the answer is, well, work longer and get more time in there. But the time to start this is now. And that's recognized in Congress quite a bit. We've got a lot of people, baby boomers, about ready to retire, but not financially able to. So there's a movement on in Congress. It's kind of hard to do. You can't force people to put money into these plans. But this is a very aware thing. This is one of the major pushes that is going on in the in at least congressional recognition of what's happening.
I know that there has been a couple of articles I've seen, Mal, that say that they're wanting to encourage employers somehow. I'm not quite sure whether they're going to try and make this mandatory or what they've got in mind. But have you heard anything about requiring employers to force, as much as possible, the automatic contributions or deferrals from employees into a 401k plan? In other words, the thing of, well, we're going to take 3% out of your pay every month to go into your 401k unless you sign a form that says, no, no, don't do that. What are you hearing about that, if anything?
Well, and that's one of the major things, automatic enrollment, Tony, that is gaining popularity out there. You can do it where It's automatic that you mentioned 3%, or a certain percentage point would be good. 3% is used quite a bit, automatically mm-hmm. enrolled. In other words, the participant has to opt out rather than opting in. And it works. We find that that's pretty successful in a lot of situations. There's also a matter of an automatic increase in the rate so that it could start out at 3% and over the years, each year, increase by 5% to build up to a 10% level or something like that. There's a move on now to really make that higher, start out at the 6% level.
Wow.
And then build up to about a 12%. So testing that schedule as well as the 10% overall for every year comes out pretty close to the same. We're still looking at 25 to 30 years to get to develop a fund using reasonable assumptions in terms of investment returns and so forth mm-hmm. to build up a fund so that it could provide for an annuity for the lifetime starting at age 65 to provide lifetime benefits. So that's another thing that's a big item is the lifetime income versus just getting a lump sum and people spending it, mm-hmm. blowing the money, and then being pretty close to broke for the rest of their lives. So two major things that are happening there. It's a difficult thing. You're talking about forcing companies to do that. The one thing that has gotten some push is the automatic thing that would open up IRAs for employees so that the company would take part of the salary of the employee and put it directly into an IRA in the name of that employee. So we've got some movements on. It's a difficult thing to do. Congress is talking about it. We're not seeing any real results. But often what happens is the talk then gets translated into a rider on a particular bill that may or may not even pertain to this type of thing. We mm-hmm. see that happen.
Yeah. Time. They stick things on other bills for other things. Yeah, we've been looking at that since Congress was around, right, practically.
We are. We had a trucking law back a few months ago that contained all kinds of things in terms of pension plans.
Jeez. Oh, boy. But the bottom line really is that I think the push is on, and I think it might be because they're worried about Social Security having enough money in it to support all these people who are living longer and longer and drawing benefits longer and longer. And so we're going to see more and more of the press on not just the employer to set up plans, whether it's a payroll-deducted IRA that you just talked about, Mal, or the 401k type of plan where they're going to push employers to having more of those options for their employees, and then also on the employee side, making it more mandatory to put something aside yourself in these kinds of plans as an employee.
Well, that was one of the things I wanted to ask you, Mal, is if they're going to be taking a look at making mandatory contributions for the employees, are they in conjunction with that also looking at making it mandatory for there to be an employer match at the same time?
Well, I haven't seen any push in that direction. That's a possibility, of course. That creates that much more of a pressure on employers, and I think there'll be a lot of kickback on that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think so, too. We're already demanding that many employers provide health insurance may not have been doing that before.
That's right, and that's causing quite a buzz. And speaking as an actuary, which I am, the longevity thing that you're talking about is true. People are living longer. We're seeing mortality tables that are extending out further and further. And this means that retirement probably will be defined above age 65 in future years, I would think, just the whole financial things. When Social Security was passed back in the 1930s, people who did reach 65 weren't really expected to live all that much longer anyway, and that was a a age where it was figured that they were kind of done with their usefulness in terms of doing work. And that's not the case now. And so I think we're going to see more and more people working later years into and then, of course, that means that there won't be as long a period of time when they are retired before dying, and the money hopefully would be spread around to work better for them.
Right. Well, I appreciate your input, and I know you're always watching all the bells and whistles on everything that travels down the pipeline here, Mal. This has been Mal Thompson. And he is the head of Mal Thompson, Malcolm Thompson and Associates. And they are a 401k and retirement plan, pension plan firm that helps employers and people like me who put in 401k and other types of employee retirement plans for companies. And Mal, I'm going to give out your phone number, by the way, in case we have some folks who are interested in getting in touch with you. And of course, they can always call our office and get in touch with you as well. And here's Mal's number, 281-453-8309. That's 281-453-8309. Mal, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, and y'all have a very nice day.
All right, you too. Yeah, you know, I think I've worked with Mal, I don't know, 15 years at least, on employer 401k plans and some of the pension plans and other types of plans out there. And he's great. He knows what he's doing, and he always keeps us on the right track and keeps employers, by the way, on the right track with all these governmental forms and things that have to be dealt with in the 401k and other pension plan arena. So good guy, and I always like to have Mal bring his knowledge on board here every once in a while for us. Meantime, we're going to come back, take another look at the markets, and also how working may impact your Social Security benefits. Oh, wow. What could that be? You know, there's always stuff that you don't know, so we're going to take the time to help you understand some things about that process. Of course, if you got questions, give us a call now. Here's our 800 number, 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show.
Got hard work? Get it done with a Bobcat compact track loader. Big results in a small package. Right now, Bobcat of the Brazos Valley has a limited time offer. Purchase a new Bobcat compact track loader and receive 0% financing for up to 60 months. Or skip the financing for rebates up to $5,100. Bobcat of the Brazos Valley, just off the North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Get started at BobcatoftheBrazosValley.com.
Rebates vary by models. With approved credit, so restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill has one-of-a-kind dining experience. Eat in their comfortable dining hall or enjoy the big-screen TV in their full-service bar. Having a party or meeting? Bring your guests or business associates to Los Cabos and use one of their spacious private dining rooms. They also offer catering delivered to your special event. Choose fajitas, steaks, chicken, or seafood entrees. View their full menu online at loscabosbrenham.com. Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, open at 11 a.m., 7 days a week, in Brenham on Highway 36 South, across from Walmart.
If your vehicle was damaged during the recent hailstorms, then it's time to call Brenham Collision Center at 277-0433. They can take all the pings and dings out of your car, fix or replace windshields, and if necessary, repaint. In short, they'll have your vehicle looking new again. Brenham Collision Center offers the latest technology in their DuPont certified paint and body shop, and their shop is insurance approved for hail damage. So if you have hail damage to your car or truck, call Brenham Collision Center today or stop by 810 West Main in Brenham for a free estimate.
United Rentals has the equipment you need for just about any project. They rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to hard hats and duct tape. Over 600 types of equipment, plus contractor supplies. The best part is, United Rentals employees will go the extra mile to help you get the job done, whether you're a major contractor or a weekend do-it-yourselfer. Visit your local branch in Brenham at 2700 Highway 290 West or call 979-836-0960. United Rentals, consider it done.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford Mercury. And this year, I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now, you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com. Today.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarro, Certified Financial Planner. Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant, is in the studio this morning with me. Craig Montana running the studio. And again, for any of you who are workers, or if you are an employer and you want to know about retirement plans, different types of plans, how they work, etc., for your business, please give us a call and we can go through what your options are. That's my area of subspecialty, actually, as a financial planner. And again, our office phone number is 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. All right, Jamie, you and I have been talking also this morning about Social Security and benefits. And you were talking about the spousal benefits a little bit. You had something you brought up during the break here just a moment ago, which I find always new tidbits that come out here.
Well, most of us are aware that if you elect to take benefits at age 62, that is before full retirement age. When you do that, you're subject to an earnings test for your Social Security benefits. And if you exceed a certain amount in earnings during the year, your Social Security benefit will be reduced. $1 for every $2 of earnings in excess of that number. And that number
is like 15,700 and something. 15,720.
Yeah.
All right, for 2015.
So you can't make more than 15, you can't have earnings of more than $15,720. Otherwise, your benefit will be reduced if you take benefits early. And one of the interesting things that I found about this is what we see happen sometimes is if your spouse has reached full retirement age, you're age 62, and you claim on your spouse's benefit because they've reached full retirement age, you think, well, they've reached full retirement age, I'm claiming on their benefit, I won't have an earnings test, even though I'm age 62. That's not correct.
Wrong, yeah.
Benefit, even though you're claiming a spousal benefit, you're still below full retirement age, and therefore your Social Security payment will be subject to an earnings test. That's even though you're claiming on your spouse who has reached full retirement age, and if they had started receiving benefits, would not be subject to an earnings test.
Yeah, so please be careful and be aware of that before you do anything. And again, this is part of financial planning.
It is.
Because we always take into account the effect of making these choices.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you decide to take early Social Security, you do have some avenues to correct a boo-boo there. If you think that was a mistake for you later. And sometimes we get this when people come in to see us. They're, oh, can I change this? There are some ways to do it. There can be time frames on that. So, again, very important that if you're planning ahead for a retirement anytime in the next 2 to 5 years, you really need to become aware of these things and always check in with the Social Security folks. You know, you're so lucky in Central Texas here and in the Brenham area. You've got a great office with Social Security right on Highway 290 and Bluebell Road, and they're terrific. There are not a lot of big lines to wait in. You can make an appointment, get in there, and really go over your actual figures and estimates of where you're going to be, and they're very helpful there. But you know, we try on the program here as well to kind of point you in the right direction. You just mentioned, Jamie, that if you're the spouse and you're wanting to, at 62, start claiming on that portion of your maybe older spouse's Social Security benefit and their full retirement age, that you're still going to have an earnings test for you, right, of that, and that limit of $15,720 a year that you can make without having a dollar for every $2 taken off of your, not your spouse's, your money.
The check that you're receiving.
Yeah. So what is considered income? Now, that's always a big, what do you mean? What kind of income can I have? What's counted in this? All right. If you are employed by someone else, only wages are considered earned income and would apply to that earnings test. Those who are self-employed, your net earnings are considered. All right. So it's important to note also that employee contributions to a retirement plan, all right, like if you're working somewhere still and you got a 401k or if you have an IRA, those kind of things, if you make employee contributions to a pension or retirement plan, those are part of your gross wages and not your net wages. Income that is not counted as earnings. This is official from the Social Security people. Government benefits, this is not counted. Government benefits, investment earnings, interest, pensions, annuities, and capital gains income.
Yeah, because generally most of those are investment income rather than earned income.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and we haven't even gotten into the fact of talking about taxability of Social Security benefits.
Oh, maybe we can save that.
Which is a separate issue.
Oh, maybe we can save that for Monday, shall we? Yeah, that's a good idea. Anyway, the important thing is get a plan together, know what all your options are, whether it's money you're saving on the side and whatever you're doing that with, the mattress, the bank, your 401k, IRA, 403b, and what does that mean in conjunction with you working in the future? What does it mean with Social Security benefits, all that stuff? Glad to help you. Here's our office number, 979-836-2903. All right, we'll see you back here Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
You've been listening to the Money Makeover Show on KWHI Brenham.